finished tonight. It was finished. And I have my first perfect card of 2024. Let's get to it.
This program is intended for adult audiences. It contains hints of violence, coarse language, nudity, and sexuality. Viewer discretion is strongly advised.
So don't get your mark ass, bitch ass, chump ass, whore ass feelings hurt, because you are now listening to the most unapologetic wrestling podcast in all the annals of the internet, motherfucker. Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion that the world, quite frankly, is just not big enough for the both of us. Somebody's got to go and go for good. And that somebody is either you.
Yo, 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 yo. He's still a Philly. Yo, 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 yo. He's still a Philly.
Yo, 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 yo. NKB, full 20, man. Yo, 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 yo.
I'm right here. Yo, 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 yo. In the dark cave.
Yo, 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 yo.
It's not me. 211, motherfucker. Ooh,
yo, 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 yo.
And on my ring. No predictions.
Spoiler bear, bitch. Roar, growl, roar.
Let's get it.
Ain't no excuses, man.
Uno, dos, tres.
Hey, hey, it's the
Haynes Hops and Turnbuckles.
Haynes Hops and Turnbuckles.
Haynes Hops and Turnbuckles.
What am I doing? Doing a show, man. Hey, hey. With this candle burning, I am sipping more Broken Skull, the most unapologetic podcast. Fuck the bitch. Hola, como esta? Fuck y'all during, man. Fuck y'all during. Fuck y'all during. Fuck y'all during. Hola, como esta? Yes, welcome back once again. This is the Dot Man 211 representing NKB 420. Big OG Duck, Spoiler Bear, Shitlin, Chitlin, No Diddlin' Dooley. This is Haze Hops and Turnbuckles, man. We back for night two. WrestleMania weekend, man. It was epic. It was a movie. I mean, starting from Monday all the way to Sunday, everything was hitting and everything was definitely amped up this year. Felt different, like I said yesterday. Why? Because Vince McMahon doesn't have the handcuffs around anything that's going on with this thing called professional wrestling. There's a lot more creativity. Everything feels brand new. Everything feels different, and it's different that I like. Not shitting on any other promotion right now, but if you missed out tonight, you missed out. The whole weekend. Yeah, understandably, it's other promotions out there. But, man, when the E is cooking on all cylinders, it's hard not to watch, regardless of how you feel about whomever, whatever. It's pro wrestling. If it's good, I'm going to watch. If it's bad, I'm not. And this weekend was great. This fucking weekend was incredible. Let me get this out of the way. What Dot Man is sipping on once again is the official beer of Haze Hops and Turnbuckles. WrestleMania weekend is El Segundo Brewing Company, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA. That's right. We got a Broken Skull India Pale Ale, a badass 6.7 IPA designed by Steve Austin himself and El Segundo Brewing Company for the working man and woman. It features citrus, Cascade, and Chinook hops to deliver big flavor with an easy finish. Now, I'm going to stop reading this and start enjoying this beer like it says. And it's been pretty good. If you like IPA, I think you'll love this Broken Skull IPA. As I take a sip, man, we sat back, man. That's the first time that I've ever kicked back on the couch and watched WrestleMania in very quiet, private elements. And I must say, it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad at all. Ate good again, man. I smoked some ribs. I did a redo. But, man, what a weekend, man, from start to finish. I mean, Miss Dot Man 211 sat there and watched it with me, and she herself, she enjoyed this WrestleMania for sure. You know what I'm saying? She missed lots of night one, but she was there for all of night two, and she was thoroughly impressed. Good shit, man. I think NKB420 will be chiming in a few minutes. But, man, I think I'm going to get this thing rolling. 631entertainment.biz, man. That's where you get your merch. That's where you will get the brand new Penalty Beer Championship t-shirt. That's right, $29.99 plus tax, shipping and handling as well, unless you live within a 10-mile radius of 631 headquarters. Yeah, you live within 10 miles, man. We'll pull up. We'll give it to you. Free of shipping and handling, but we got to get that $29.99 plus tax for sure. Support. We also got a $631ENT. That is our Cash App. If you would love to support, if you like what we're doing, you want us to take it even further and help us speed this thing up, yeah, look out for us, man. We're available right there. You know, once again, $631ENT. All right. Well, there's no Mr. Poopy Butthole music, but I do have this, and this was inspired by a certain guest commentator in a street fight. You're a fool, Snoop. I'm going to say that right now. You're a fucking fool. I feel like this man should be on color commentary permanently. He at least needs to do a PLE. He at least needs to do one full PLE, man. Snoop, you were too much on commentary, man. You had me in there dying. Yep. Kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins. Party gets and my mama ain't home. I got some. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, this is WrestleMania 40, night two. Yeah, this is a recap, man. We back for night two, and I forgot to mention it was a new intro for WWE programming. It's so fresh. It's so not Vince McMahon. So not Vince McMahon. More from Meek Mill in the cold open, and it's time for work. War and Treaty kick things off with God Bless America, and they got down. Y'all better sing. Y'all better goddamn sing, and they did. They did their thing. Man, it gets better and better. Stephanie McMahon has returned with new music and all. She gives praise to this WrestleMania event of the past because she was there. She was there for the Manias. But this one right here is extra special because this one is the first one of Paul Levesque. CM Punk had also made it ringside for commentary for the opening match a few minutes earlier. Right now, I'm sitting here watching a press conference, man, and like I said, we're still on a high right now, man, and we still got the Raw after Mania to go. This shit's going to go into SmackDown that following Friday, man. So much in the fallout that I'm looking forward to for sure, man. I can't say that I used to, man. It was WrestleMania, and that was all it was, man. Even though the WrestleMania show was good, don't necessarily mean... Excuse me, the bill was good, and then sometimes they would fall short at WrestleManias of the past, but not now, man. This day blew it out the fucking water. Anyways, Shit, man. I thought Rowdy Roddy Piper was coming out, but then I remembered it was about 80 of them guys playing the bagpipes for none other than the savior of WrestleMania, Drew McIntyre. He takes on the drip god, Seth fucking Rollins, for the World Heavyweight Championship. We've seen these two tear it up before, but hey, man, the entrances was epic as well and good. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get them in here. NKB 420. Oh, man, right on time, right on time. I got through everything, man. I was just about to start talking about Drip versus Drew.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, you already, we on live?
Oh, we on live, man. We live.
Yeah, right, yeah. You got NKB 420, the 13-year-old fan.
As you should be. As you should be.
Well, when we do the six pack, it's a six pack. It's a six pack, nigga. Sit back. What you got? What do you got, Diamond?
I don't know.
I got from WrestleMania 40 is my favorite WrestleMania of all motherfucking time.
As you should, my guy. You. As you should.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good shit, man. Like you deserve that shit, man. I was like, man, like if anybody deserves it, it's 420, man. Good shit, man. I'm glad everything worked out for you, my boat.
Yes, sir, man. It was a bop.
Yeah, man.
I'll find out if I get all the pictures made. Thank you.
He's there. He's there right now. He's there right now, folks.
Yes, sir.
No cap. Like, the man got footage. Don't ever call cap.
Yes, sir. I got all the footage in the world.
Yeah, man. So what did you? I just started, man. Look, I heard them bagpipes, man. I was like, I know Rowdy Roddy Piper ain't finna show up in his first match.
Man, the bagpipes was crazy live. The entrance was crazy live. I just seen Stephanie just pop up out of nowhere.
Oh yeah,
come
man.
On. Come on, we got Stephanie McMahon back in the building.
Yeah, they definitely set the tone, man. How about Drip with that stage full of characters? What, it was the Philly string band from the Mummers Parade.
Man. At the end of the day, I got a lot of footage of her, of them setting up stuff, because where I was sitting at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eight grams.
Oh, man. Just for the entrances?
It's just for the intros. 8 grams. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, it should kind of reminded me of Adam Rose's Rosebuds when they surrounded the ring. And, man, make your money, Samantha Irvin. Give that girl some chamomile tea to rest that throat, because I know that throat is damn near dry by now. The girl did her thing.
Yes, sir.
Drew tried to pull a Sheamus from Mania 28, hitting the Claymore off rip, but he didn't get the dub. It was all Drew afterwards, and he even took a selfie. Come to find out, that was his wife's camera and his brother. And Drew answered with a pedigree ringside and shit. This was already third gear.
Oh, you know what he tweeted.
Yeah, he said this.
Bored at work.
The tweet that followed is what had me laughing.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah, man. GTS counter in another Claymore host spot. Kirk Flink and stomp off the announcer's desk. Afterwards, Drip kicks out another Claymore. One more finally puts Drip down, your new world's heavyweight champion, Drew McIntyre, and he did it in front of a crowd. Good for him. Drew crying. Drip crying. He kisses his wife and celebrates ringside, then grits on CM Punk. He even talks shit to Punk. This was Drew's moment. CM Punk has had enough. He beats the fuck out of Drew with his arm brace, and here came the cash-in. South of fucking heaven, and your new heavyweight champion, Damian motherfucking Priest. Judgment Day, not New Day, not Rusev Day, not Morris Day. Even CM Punk celebrated. Did we not call this 420, or did we not call this?
I called this shit so many weeks ago.
I mean,
I
ran the scenario. I said, no, this is what happens. Drew gets his moment. Bye, bye, bye. Celebrate. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Punk gets involved. Yeah. cash in.
Yes. The only thing that I didn't guess correctly was Punk helping, you know, screwing over Seth.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I didn't get guessed. But everything else was appropriately guessed. Appropriately guessed. It was awesome.
If you didn't guess, all you had to do was look at the card. What's your rating? I'm assuming it's definitely gonna be something Kobe Bryant.
It's gonna be Kobe Bryant number 8.
Kobe Bryant
24. So we're gonna add them together, and what we got? Showtime.
It's showtime.
Isaiah, you can't be on the dream team, Isaiah.
Nah.
You can't be on the dream team, Isaiah.
I pick Michael Jordan.
I get Michael Jordan. He the greatest of all time.
Matter of fact, Karl Malone, what you doing, Karl Malone?
We better than them all. All of them ain't nothings. None of them ain't good.
If it ain't
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. For me, man, hey, I ain't did this in a long time, man. Let's bring out that Gorilla Glass. Let's get some of that top shelf tequila. Glace Azul, if you will. Pour that in there. And then you put that little clip on the side. And then put that Corona Light in there. We got a Corona Rita, man.
Yes, we do.
What a hell of a way to open up. This set the tone for WrestleMania. You didn't know you was going to get all of this and shit in the first match. But God damn.
I love one of the best things about the match that I love is that we just went WCW style with it. Just big old bang, 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 bang. Big move after big move after big move after big move. And then there we go.
I mean, let's get it. You know, they already had, this was one of those that made sense for them. No, we've had issues. No, motherfucker, we finna kick this shit off right. No lockups, no collar and elbow tie-ups. We getting to the shit.
Right.
Right now, I'm watching, currently, Cody is crying on my TV screen.
Oh, he crying. Cody crying.
Up next was the Holy War street fight. And Snoop Dogg pulled up for more special guest commentary. Look, this is a match that you're going to have to go back and watch, man, because this motherfucker Snoop had me in tears. Then Diddlin' Dooley pulled up as a special guest referee. How about that? You ain't know Dooley was going to be. Yep. Final Testament versus the Pride, brought to you by Gin and Juice. Real shit. Lashley and the Street Profits pulled up in dapper fashions, tables, chairs, kendo sticks, Snoop Dogg with his funny-ass commentary. Lashley took a neck breaker on the chair, and Snoop said, "Oh, Lord." The Testament got their shit off, and it was all about Lashley making Cross's chin touch his chest for a sec until Scarlett got involved. B-Fab then got involved, and then she hit a Russian leg sweep off the apron, and both of them went through the table. Cross got into it with Bubba Ray. Why the fuck he did that? After a wazam, Bubba Ray ordered to get the fucking tables. Snoop said, "That ain't no regular table. That's a family reunion table." That one broke, though, before the cash out. Then that's when Snoop said, "No, y'all grandma gonna give y'all a whipping for breaking that table." So they got another one. Cash out the Cross, through the table. The Pride gets the win.
Right.
Your thoughts.
I get this Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Way better than it was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. The way
by, better than.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I was not expecting to get all those great spots. All the guest stars made it must see. Snoop being out there, Bully Ray being back, everybody was just chanting for thinking that we were getting a Devon sighting. That's the only thing that could have made that match any better.
Nah, man, I had to stay here and do work.
You did.
Yeah. I had to stay here and do work. Man, Snoop's
commentary. If you don't watch any match, you got to hear it. You got to watch it just for Snoop's commentary. Yeah, man. Let me get a Corona extra for that one. Only because Bobby Lashley was talking shit, saying that he felt handcuffed. Like, that wasn't some cool shit that happened tonight with him in Final Testament.
Right.
Yeah, man. All right.
I'm ready to hear it.
Indeed. All right. Go ahead.
What match got bumped?
No, I don't think any match got bumped.
I thought it was seven matches on both nights.
Nah, it was a match less for night two.
Oh.
Yeah, seven on night one, six on night two.
Okay.
Yep. But Wise Man getting agitated by Caleb Braxton again, reiterating that it's going to be Bloodline rules in Philly. All right. Yeah. Moving on.
Absolutely, partly, typically.
Absolutely, positively.
Yeah.
LA Knight versus ASAP AJ. They got it in quick fashion. Knight gave away the Slim Jim car to Mamma, who looked like she didn't know what the hell was going on. What's this for?
That was a trip.
Yeah, I like LA Knight because he also said, I'm not fucking up no kicks that I own like the rest of y'all fools out here. That's why he got a boot made instead. And it was a Jordan 12 taxi this time.
Yes, sir.
Yes. ASAP got some new music. You like it? It's a little bit more rock and roll. I went away from hip hop. One of my favorite rap groups is Limp Bizkit. You like that 420? 450?
I thought the new theme was fire.
That's what I thought. CM Punk is my friend now. The Punk MC is my friend.
He's my friend.
I like him. He said, I'm not really a racist.
I do like to drive fast.
Knight was also in a bad way. Well, actually, dope back and forth. Nasty Avalanche German to ASAP. Crazy. Knight was also in a bad way with that calf crusher. ASAP really going for that knee. Knight got back into it and pulled up the mat and got a back body drop for all of his efforts. He answered a 10 count, springboard 450 into the knees of Knight, Pele kick, then counter for counter. ASAP went for the phenomenal elbow. He needs to stop that.
Yeah.
He's lost more matches trying that shit, and tonight was no different.
It was
counter into the BFT. Knight gets the win.
Where I was sitting at, and majority of the night, like three of the matches, they had lights just in our face.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So if y'all heard anything about cut these fucking lights off,
I heard a lot of chants. So I'm pretty sure that was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I don't know what was the reason why they kept doing that, but they kept doing it.
Yeah, man. But as close as you was, I'm surprised you're not yelling at me because I know it was loud and those explosions were loud.
Oh, man. Ears on hurt mode.
Huh?
Ears on hurt, huh?
Huh?
What?
What did you say?
What?
Huh?
What?
Man,
what?
It was awesome to see the 2024 Hall of Fame inductees, man. Good for Paul Heyman to get that Hall of Fame induction in Philly where EC Dub was created and pretty much changed the game. Good for him and good for all who was inducted.
Yeah, it was a nice little thing to see, you know what I'm saying? It's the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
I know you did, man. Look, you're on a high. You are on a high. Greatest. Yes.
Yeah. I I'm missing commentary. I'm missing all those spots. I'm missing watching the Bayley match. I mean, everything happened right that was supposed to happen.
Indeed, man. Indeed. Shit was a movie for sure. Triple Threat. You're in Philly. We're live. If you don't mind me asking, could you hit KO's music real quick? Yeah. That's the part. That's it right there.
That's all I got.
Hey, that was enough. That was enough. My Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Boat meets.
Spoiler Bear, yeah.
All right, Simon Miller, I'm not going to keep hunting you down.
He's being elusive?
He's being elusive.
That ain't no good.
I'm trying to get my proposal on, and you fucking it up, Simon Miller.
Come on, Simon. Well, has anybody said where he was going to be, or is he being remotely secret where he's doing whatever he's doing?
Yeah, I guess.
That sucks. Pull
it doesn't matter. I got enough footage.
I was about to say, pull up to that press conference, man. You still got time? I mean, Cody talking right now, then Paul Levesque gonna have his speech, man. Look, you can make it.
Paul!
If you sincere, Paul. Like, man, they fall for shit like that. Oh, you trying to propose? Come on in here.
Yeah.
What's your name, 420? Okay, come on in.
damn right.
Yeah, but like I was saying, KO versus Randy Orton versus Logan Paul for the U.S. title. Duck, what the hell were you thinking going for Randy Orton?
Bruh.
Huh? And like I said, Spoiler Bear, don't none of that shit count. Ain't nobody tell you to go see J. Cole when Mania Weekend is happening?
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm definitely waiting for this union to break, and it did. It was a triple threat. There's West Side Gunn keeping the best seats in the house as Logan is getting bounced off the announcer's desk. Yep, there it is. I believe Orton went for the cover, and KO said, nah, bruh. Orton then went for RKO in a fight zone. Logan Paul held his own between the two legends. Orton went vintage Orton with the clotheslines, power slams, and the double draping DDT. Watch the match. Moonsaults and shit. KO got RKO. Logan KO'd Orton with the brass knucks. KO got the brass knucks to Logan. I mean, to the body. Logan got RKO'd. You got all the KOs? He was about to punt Logan, but one of them homies, pulled him out the ring. Why did he do that? What, his eye show speed? I don't know. It was one of them guys. RKO on our announcers, that's for him. And the table did not break. It didn't. Pop-up powerbomb to Logan, stunning to Orton. Pop-up power RKO to KO?
Mm-hmm.
Logan tossed Orton outside and then hit a frog splash on KO to retain his U.S. title.
He touched his toes, man.
Yep.
Man, I give it. I get an 8 grand for who? Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with that match. It was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah, and let me get another Corona extra for that one. I mean, I'm all about, like, when I make my predictions, I kind of try to figure out what's going to happen next, and then I see what's going on.
Can I get a pick?
When I seen...
Can I get a pick, man? All right.
When I seen A-Town Down win the SmackDown Championships, okay, they got to get this photo op with A-Town Down and Logan Paul.
So I'm proposing to my old lady? Yeah, so all I need you to do is hold this up.
That's awesome.
Allie, will you marry me or, and it'll be pointing to you. Yep.
Good shit.
No, I just need a pick. I got like a good 60 of them today.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, man. I appreciate it.
420, getting in at work.
Yes, sir.
As I was saying, like, you know, when I made the call for Logan Paul, like, I already said, okay, A-Town Down wins the SmackDown Championships. Yeah, we got to get that photo out with Logan Paul and A-Town Down, at least for a week or two.
Right.
You know, and why would he give it up now? I mean, I don't know who pulls it off of him, considering, you know, LA Knight is still my projected Money in the Bank briefcase winner.
I mean, it's either LA Knight. The way I'm gonna be honest, the way that Logan Paul has been running with that belt, I can see him winning Money in the Bank and cashing it in on the World Heavyweight Championship. I just don't think you do that with Logan Paul. I don't think you give him that.
But then also, we was also reminded that, once again, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, it will be King and Queen of the Ring. And also, SmackDown's coming from there.
Okay, okay.
That's gonna be a long weekend. I don't think I'm gonna be there for King and Queen of the Ring. I got some shit going on, but I will be there for Double or Nothing the next day. Busy wrestling weekend.
Oh my God, there's so much wrestling all the time. So bad.
I think this is fucking Memorial Day weekend, dude.
Oh my God. It's gonna be great though, because I've got to see Sting retire in front of my eyes.
Sting!
In two nights at WrestleMania. Extra. I didn't get to go to WrestleMania once. I went into it on two fucking days. I tell you, it's not NKB 420, the podcaster. It's NKB 420, the 13-year-old fan. I got to see everything I wanted.
You went to everything. You went to WrestleMania extra large?
Extra large.
Bayley versus Io Sky for the Undisputed Women's Championship. Looking as only she can look in ancient Kemet fashion, I'm going to give her a pass for that. Ashe?
Ashe.
Ashe. Lots of new music premiering at Mania. Bayley got a new theme as well. And Miss Meow Chai looking as good as she can look as well. I'm a
meow, 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 chow.
Yep, I'm a sucker for a good old-fashioned title match, and this one was indeed that. Io immediately went for the knee of Bayley's, and the hey, Bayley.
Oh, yeah, we sung it all night.
Oh, yeah, and I heard y'all. Yeah, that chant broke out and got her back in it, and Io hit a shote. Bayley's knee got caught in the turnbuckle. Io is dominant. Moonsault into the outside. Sunset flip into the turnbuckle. Ouch. Them Germans to Bayley. Ouch. Over the moonsault to the knees of Bayley. And it hurt that bad knee. Big elbow, though, countered into a crossface. Bayley to belly hold spot. It's back and forth. The over the moonsault is hit for a close two. Moonsault counter, rose plant counter. The crowd is lit for Bayley. Big elbow. And then the rose plant is hit. And.
It was anything. So these people are supposed to just hold it up and say, I'm saying, Allie, will you marry me? Or and whoever's in the picture would be, that's where the arrows point to.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hope she don't.
I got like a ton of pictures today.
I hope she don't hear this.
So I'm going to put like a whole little montage. And then when she get off work tomorrow, I'll send her the video and give her the ring. Yeah, appreciate it. Oh, yes.
The rose plant is hit, and your new undisputed champion, Bayley.
Me too. I mean, look, it's Mania, man. I'm gonna go. I guess I'm going to. What's the running?
How much will it happen? $5.
Oh, cool. $5. That'll work.
All
right, bros.
Yeah, man.
My bad.
Oh, you good. I just announced Bayley as your new undisputed women's champion.
You said what?
I said I just announced Bayley as your new undisputed women's champ.
Well, you knew that was gonna happen.
Yep. Yep.
So you done? You done? You ain't got no more?
No, I got more. I just can't take no pass from
there. Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. How much is the slushie? Oh, you got
I
bet. Let me get a strawberry shortcake.
I got a USB-C.
601entertainment.biz. That's where you can get your merch, including the new Penalty Beer Champion T-shirt, $29.99 plus tax.
Plus tax.
And shipping and handling. It's up and it's going. Go ahead, over there. Get you 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. But yeah, your thoughts on the title match with Bayley and Io?
I was eating a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Because I'm in Philadelphia.
Did you get some cheese whiz or did you renege on the cheese whiz?
Oh, I got cheese whiz on the side.
Oh yeah, what you thought?
I said, well, I should smack him.
Yeah, the cheese whiz. Yeah. Yeah. I will say this, man. As much as this was almost like that one match that you probably should have took a piss on, and not shitting on the match at all, but somewhere you got to pee. Well, look, the crowd really turned up at the end of it. They really got behind Bayley. Like, no, this is who we want to represent SmackDown's women's champion. Like, the crowd got lit. Everybody stood up going for Bayley, including me.
Yep.
What's next for Bayley? Who knows, man. It was a great match, though. Great classic. Just a great classic match.
We got multiple ways we can go with this.
Okay.
Does Bianca go for Bayley again, even though she beat her so many times?
You know what? I wouldn't mind having a program with it, considering this could be the whole thing that starts that program with her. Oh, yeah, well, we took out Damage Control the night before. Bayley thinks that Bianca thinks that everything is water under the bridge. Bianca's like, no, you female companion. Shit's still on.
Right.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then we got all of Naomi.
Yep.
Going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what y'all could do right now is y'all can give me a triple threat between the big three.
Yep.
And see who fights for the title. I'm cool with that.
Sign me up. Yeah, this match though gets
a. Yeah, you can give me that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rematch can be of her, Io, and her. I'm with that.
I'll drink to that. Then that's my rating. Is this El Segundo Brewing Company brewed Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA?
Still sipping on that goodness, bye.
Yeah. And man, Snoop Dogg announced the overall weekend attendance of 145,298 WrestleManiacs in the Lincoln Financial Field. So kudos.
I had two of those tickets.
Kudos to everybody, including 420. 420.
Yes, sir. Have I said that WrestleMania was awesome as fuck? It was so fucking awesome.
Could you say it one more time, sir?
Awesome as shit fuck.
Did you say awesome as shit fuck?
Yo. You're dealing with AKB420.
Awesome.
The rapper. You're dealing with AKB420. The 13-year-old kid.
The 13-year-old chap right here.
Yeah. The
ba-la-ba.
I'm a whole ba-la-ba.
Well, this is what we're here for. This is what we all came to see. It all came down to this, the main event. Will Cody finish his story? We're getting Cody and Chief Part 2 for the Undisputed Universal Championship with Bloodline Rules. You remember that Cody documentary? You remember that?
I did.
That's how the entrance was with his wife, Brandy, Mama Rhodes, Brandy's daddy, Cody's sister, and little Brody Lee was also ringside. Chief bought a whole fucking symphony.
Man, to see that shit getting set up off to the side, like half of my footage from this night, because I was so close, it was just like looking at everything that I can't just see on the replay.
Miss Dotman 211, she was like, well, how do they move in and move out so fast? I said, they'll get it done. Don't worry about it. The Philly All City Orchestra, that's who they were. Swear for Lord, Samantha Irvin, she make you feel good about being yourself. She make you good about, get introduced by Samantha Irvin, you feel like you done hit the Powerball or something.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, can't shit go wrong today. She just introduced me.
Swear you don't want, you hit it for 1.2?
Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Once again, it's on. Crowd is epic. Let's go last year's match. Add weapons like that kendo stick. The fight went into the crowd. Chief was going to suplex Cody's ass into the crowd, but ended up getting suplexed on that platform. Disaster kick counter into the power bomb. That was dope. Back in the ring we go, though. Chief slowed down the match and talks his shit. He said, I'm going to talk my shit. And Pac McAfee said, talk your shit, Chief. I think Pat McAfee got some of that gin and juice that that Snoop Dogg was campaigning. What did he introduce that he's promoting? Anyway, Chief hit the crossroads and Chief talking shit is money. Chief said he knew that move wouldn't beat nobody. He just wanted to shove the shit in Cody's face. Cody with jabs and the bionic elbow. After a low blow on the outside, Cody was powerbombed through the table. Superman punch Holt spot. Cody cut a Holt spot. Counter for counter, spear to Chief. Here is Jimmy. He super kicks Cody after the first crossroads. That brought out Jay yeeting down Jimmy, and then he speared his ass off the stage. How did it look live, sir?
So seeing how I have the complete clearest view of it,
yep,
it's the dopest shit ever.
Yes.
I don't know if I said anything like this the whole time I've been on the show.
What might that be?
It's the greatest show I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I've seen Sting retire.
And I don't remember you saying that, but I'm glad that you said that again, sir.
I just had to, you know, put it out there that this was so this match right here,
mm-hmm,
was so great. This whole shit was just so
it was
good.
Epic. It was epic. We have more. Cody kicked out of the spear. Cody then speared the Chief through the fucking barricade. Several crossroads later, Samoan Spike from Solo like last year, but Cody kicked out of another spear. And just like I thought, I told Miss Dot Man 211, I said, well, Solo fucked up John Cena. I think it was at the Crown Royal or something. Well, guess what? His music hit, and he.
Man, I lost it. I lost it to the point where I was sitting up there jerking, grabbing motherfucking the guy next to me's coat.
Yep.
Like, I was grabbing his shoulder, like, yo, it's him, nigga, it's him. Man, when it's something about, you know how it is, when we go to these motherfucking big fucking events.
Yeah.
And y'all all become family, man.
We are all family.
That's what it was, bro, man. Everybody giving high fives. Everybody, like, I've never seen so many people. Like, the only other show where I've seen people stay after,
uh-huh,
was the Thing show. Like, really, like, so much of the crowd just waited to see everything.
We don't give a fuck what your origin is when you come to these shows. We are a family for those next 3 to 4 hours.
Yes.
Unless your arms stink.
Yeah. I ain't had that problem. I don't think I had that problem the first day because it was so windy out here.
Yeah, weather-wise, it was definitely a difference this evening, correct?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Oh
it
yeah.
It was lovely out there tonight.
John C. Go ahead.
I said it was lovely out there tomorrow.
Okay then. Okay. Okay. This is NKB, people, not the rapper. The 13-year-old chap.
13-year-old fanning out. I got to do everything that I wanted to do this weekend.
Well, that's what it do, man. That's what it's all about.
All the pics I want for my proposal.
Yes, sir.
I this is awesome.
That's what
I got to go back. Oh, it's just great. Great shit.
That's what it's all about, man.
But it wasn't over there.
No, it ain't over. We got more. John Cena took out Solo 8-8 through the Spanish announcer's desk. Guess who that bought out?
It brought out the final boss with white pants on, as I say in my video that I'm going to post.
Versace. Rock Bottom. Look, I thought Cena and The Rock was going to do more. Rock said, uh-uh. Rock Bottom to Cena.
That shit was so fire. They do one punch. Oh, not Bink. So can we get Rock versus Cena
3? See, I think Rock is more dead. I think the tables are turned now. I think Rock is more dedicated to the product than Cena is.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we can just get that one month promo, you know, 1 month program. You know.
Now I wouldn't be mad at it. Not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck? The Shield music? I'm sitting there thinking John Moxley might show up.
Bro, everybody in the crowd was like, yo, is Moxley here?
That was definitely a punk thing.
I just see the Russell Knight over. Like, it's not, no, right? Right? It can't be right. Like, it can't be right.
Drip got the workhorse of the weekend award, because this man, it's like he limped out there. He said, "I'm gonna put the damn Shield shit on." Before this motherfucker got good in the ring, he got a Superman punch by the Chief. Like, damn, you did all that to get. And then look, I'm gonna tell you who went off. Miss Dotman 211 went off. And that's when the gong went off.
Man, I heard grown ass men squealing like kids in there. I might have been one of them. I might have been one of them. It was like Michael Jackson putting his toe in some hot water. Awesome.
I thought I was gonna get Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I will definitely take Mark Calloway, my guy. The Undertaker appeared, then chokeslammed The Rock. Chief had a decision to make. Do I hit Cody's? That probably should have been the right decision, because Drip, all he could do was blow on that motherfucker, he would have fell over. But Chief chose to hit Drip with the chair, and that's where he fucked up. After several crossroads, Cody has finally finished his story, like I said he would. And I, am I your perfect champ? Do I get that? Do I get that for night two?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, because it's you. Anyways, everybody named Mama was in the ring, even Mama Rhodes. Cody even had a speech, and he invited Bruce Pritchard and Paul Levesque out. This is indeed a new era that me and NKB 420 are here for, as well as the rest of the 631 family. Pro wrestling in the E is back.
Main event, of course, is my Roach Clip.
Last shot.
Of course, this match gets number 8, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant. And so that add that up on what you get. You get Showtime.
Go to my Magic movie Johnson. Theater. And drink more Starbucks coffee.
You can't play on the team, I say. Michael Jordan said, "I'm the greatest point guard of all time."
You got Muggsy Bogues' number. I'm gonna take that back. Whole fucking look. This gets the RVD. I think the whole fucking show. I'm sorry, like including the main event and the opener. Like it was night two was everything. I definitely think night two was better, but night one was not a slouch. Them niggas bought it too.
No, greatest. I thought I seen the greatest tag team match last year.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I seen the greatest tag team match of last year.
That's the greatest
tag team title match. Let's put it that. That's the only way you can put it.
Yeah.
That is the greatest traditional tag team title match.
Yeah.
Because you still got to throw in, you know, maybe like the Hardys, Edge, and Christian, and Dudley's as the greatest TLC match. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make categories because no stipulations. No titles up for grab. There is no match better than that Rock, Roman, Seth, and Cody. There is none. With you put in all the drama, everything that goes into it, that's
44 minutes of a story getting told, and the bad guys get the win. And it sets up everything for night two of how beautiful night two was.
It was so good.
I'm in awe. Like, this is one of those WrestleManias. I can name several WrestleManias that I just can't go back to watch, like, right after that. Man, I started watching night one last night.
I got a few days off this week. That is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am going to watch WrestleMania over again.
Yeah.
But you know, like, this Sting pay-per-view had to get washed over again. this has to get washed over again. Like,
yeah.
It was everything.
Experience.
Everything.
Absolutely, man. What's so crazy about this, though, is the fact that it's like a handcuffs. It was like something was just relinquished off of all the competitors and everybody that was in the E, man. You could tell when everybody got in that ring at the end of that match, they genuinely felt like it was just an uplift. This is indeed a new era, and like everybody is so excited and happy about it. Like you got the fresh intro of each show now, and then you even have an outro when it's over. Man, I can't be more happy for Paul Levesque and how my Mondays and Fridays have had got more exciting. I'm so happy about it.
It's a complete 360 from what we were doing a year and a half ago. A complete 360.
Tell him. You better tell him.
It's a complete 360 what we've been doing 6 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think this is just WrestleMania season, because you remember when we was getting them same tag matches, and then all of a sudden about 6 months ago we started just getting, we'll just put this guy in here.
Yep.
Why? Because, he need, how else they gonna blow up?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're right. Yeah, I know I'm right.
I mean, we've had this conversation about letting them cook, and Triple H has been letting that talent cook. Like, it's so many more over. Talent is over now, and you have the mid-card titles that are just they mean something. Everything means something now. That's the beauty, man.
Those bids, mid-card titles, those tag titles,
mm-hmm.
all that shit is, that's prestige, man. Like, the people want this stuff now, like, and you're put in a position to make it matter, make all this shit matter. So when you do have a guy that's amplifying the title, man, you're already amplifying a product that's already dope.
I'm glad Damian Priest said what he said tonight at the press conference. He said, some people may think that this is the resurgence of the Attitude Era. He said that I think it's something better than the Attitude Era, and I totally agree.
Oh yeah, this is definitely better than the Attitude Era.
Yeah,
I had this conversation with a guy who's been. He said he was on his 10th WrestleMania.
How about
it? His first one was WrestleMania 21. And he said that he watched the Attitude Era, and he was like, I don't want to jump the gun, but I think this is better than the Attitude Era. I said, it is better. I said, we talk about yams all day long. We got yams, and they don't have to do all the extra, Braun panty matches and this, that, and the third. No, we just have great matches that I'm interested in.
Yes, like even the women are showcased as competitors the correct way.
The correct way.
And there is no bra and panty matches and lingerie matches or pillow fights and stuff like that.
That shit was needed from the beginning.
Bro. Right.
Like,
right. I watched.
Yeah, of course, and I'm gonna be honest, like, the wrestlers like Chelsea Green, she was like, what's wrong with just being a hot chick that wants to get in the ring and wrestle around? If that's what you want to be in this business, I'm cool with that. I do not have an issue with that.
Nope.
But it's just when you're only making competitors do this. Is where you have the whole problem.
Yeah. I say it once, I'll say it again. Vince McMahon was playing himself back then in the Attitude Era. That was the real Vince.
Yes.
So yes. What are your thoughts?
And he played himself
mm-hmm.
for these last 20 years.
Yeah. Till it caught up.
We could have got so much better content.
Man, it just became about what he wants instead of what do the fans want. It's like he was telling, if I like it, you'll like it. If not, then fuck you.
It was like, do you really know what's best for business?
Nah, absolutely not. I don't think.
You know what you like to watch.
Yeah. Pretty much it was. We went into the mind of Vince McMahon. We got a few minutes left, man. What do you think about this? And they say that it's not gonna be clickbait. Tony Khan is gonna fucking release the footage of what happened backstage at All In involving CM Punk on this Dynamite. Do you feel like that's a shit move, just to get some a ratings bump? Or do you think he's being childish for what CM Punk said? That evidently, if you have a reaction like this, this might hold some truth behind the reasons why CM Punk reacted the way he did.
I think you don't release this video.
Mm-hmm.
I think you don't release this video if there's no validity to what y'all been saying.
Mm.
And I think this is a good way to get eyes on your product when WWE, because you came out with this information with today. That you will be dropping, was it yesterday?
It hit between what, yesterday and today. I want to say,
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, CM Punk rushed y'all on WWE's biggest week.
Hmm.
Crushed y'all.
Hmm.
Y'all were already dealing with the fact that it's WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Y'all are already dealing with the fact that the reins got put in Triple H's hands, and the business has been phenomenal. If Rock nor CM Punk was going to be involved with WrestleMania at all,
mm-hmm.
it would still be unbelievably great.
That shit still would have went off, and we would still be raving about WrestleMania right now.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, besides CM Punk, I mean, we still have like, there's a Charlotte Flair that did not wrestle
mm-hmm.
at WrestleMania 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many things, so many acts, so many wrestlers that are not even just currently there. Like, there's not even a Braun Strowman there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So many people, so many things that could be happening. And with the current product that they had, they did not need any of that. They did not need Rock or CM Punk to make this shit one of the greatest shows. But I'm glad we got it.
I'm looking at the ending of the press conference. This is Hispanic Mania for night two.
Yeah.
You have Damian Priest. I believe he is the first Puerto Rican world heavyweight champion. Is he not?
Yep.
Bailey, she is of Hispanic descent. And
yep.
The American Nightmare, his Mama Rose,
yep.
Miss Michelle Rubio.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Any closing remarks, man? You got 2 minutes, man, before we sign off.
Man, shit, WrestleMania 40 weekend was awesome. I got to do something I never thought I'd be able to do. It's just great.
As your brother, so I'm so glad to, man, so glad to hear that you did, that you got to get to that, for real. And I don't think I'm gonna try not to miss the next one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but no, the nigga,
Faux
Twizzle, go Dolo Sizzle.
Yeah,
Tizzle.
I really want to be there, but life start lifing.
It always does.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Look, yes, sir, man. WrestleMania 40, man. It's NKB 420.
Yes, man. This is Dot Man 211.
This is Ben Hayes.
Huh?